Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into another edition of the PanzerTalk.com podcast. Happy to be joining you on a Wednesday. And also be getting this guy on the line from the basketball world. He's had a whale of a couple weeks. West Coast visit to L.A. for the ESPYs, national television, adding another member to his family, and I believe announcing a promotion all in about 6 days. Mike Holmes. Mike, what's going on, man? Nothing's been happening in your world, but you've been bored, right?
It's a nice, quiet Wednesday on the third floor of Cortland North. But other than that, I appreciate you guys having me on as always.
Well, no question. Well, first question out the gate. I'd been fortunate to text you the whole time during the ESPYs and the run up to that, and obviously bringing the players out there. Just kind of describe, your take. I mean, you're obviously a sports fan. Being around that atmosphere and the environment, our players, after what seemingly just has been a magical run for, it seems like, 5 months here, kind of give me your thoughts and your takeaways from the trip to L.A.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible. ESPN and the ESPYs literally leave no stone unturned in taking care of every detail possible from the time you land at LAX until the time you leave. It was incredible exposure, obviously, for Georgia State. The attention that we received when we were out there, I don't think we could ever ask for any more. I think it also, for the guys who were returning, Marcus Kreider and TJ Shipes, they immediately wanted to figure out, what do we got to do to get back? And it's just one of those things, an extra incentive to work even harder, not that they didn't need it already, but to just continue to put their best foot forward. They had a lot of fun, obviously a lot of parties, taking pictures with celebrities. They really just, Coach Hunter, myself, Charlie Cobb, really wanted it to be fun for the players, and I think it was. And obviously you guys saw a lot of stuff on social media. TJ got to take a picture with Rob Gronkowski, which was fun. And every celebrity you can think of, from Urban Meyer to Odell Beckham Jr. to the U.S. women's soccer team, you name it was there. Obviously for the fans that saw it on TV, they had us in great seats. We were 12 rows from the stage. So it was really just a unique experience, as I said, great exposure for Georgia State. Coach and I, when we talked yesterday, when was the last time that Georgia State's been getting, this amount of attention in the summer months? So really it's all we can ask for. We're going to keep it going. As Coach Hunter has said, he doesn't plan on this being one NCAA tournament appearance and you won't see us again for 10 years. It's all about building this program. And, all these extra things, yeah, they're great for the current guys, but it also helps from a recruiting standpoint. Obviously, that's something you guys follow, extremely close. We want to keep Georgia State's name out there. Get the best players in the state of Georgia to want to come here. And I think all of this stuff is helping.
Well, and it's funny, you and I talked kind of in the lead up to the ESPYs, and you're talking about, hey, you and Coach Hunter and the staff are going to look up and say, hey, we have a game tonight. It's been kind of that blurry blend this entire way. And I know you hit a video, just a little quick catch up with Coach Hunter yesterday. His summer's been insane. I mean, I don't know really other word to use. Are there days where you quite literally don't have any idea where he is?
Ballpark idea, but that'd probably be about it. He actually, leading up to the end of the ESPYs, had been on the road for 2 straight weeks where he literally had not been in the state of Georgia. And that was partially, obviously he wanted to catch up a couple of RJ's games, his work with the Team USA as they led up to the Pan American Games, which obviously they're doing pretty well up in Toronto. And then even after the ESPYs, he flew back the next morning. I had red-eyed it back, and he flew back the next morning. And he was immediately going to go home, change clothes, take a nap, and then head out to Augusta to do some recruiting over the weekend. So he's finally gotten back to the office for a couple days, a couple team practices and skill instruction the last couple days. But honestly, he's back off to Vegas later this evening. It's, I think, the last summer recruiting tournament before everything will kind of get shut down a little bit. So, there has been no rest for the weary, as you say, but I think, it's been all positive stuff. So when it's the positive stuff, it makes it a lot easier to be away from home and to be doing all that stuff, as well as if you're going out and recruiting some of the best players in the country, the future is going to be bright for your program, and it's obviously someplace he wants to be for a long time.
Well, and you hit on recruiting, and it's even blended into the other sports. You know, I've had a chance to talk to Coach Miles and some folks there and staff, and they realize it and how powerful it is, not just for basketball, but for athletics as a whole, where, you know, you've mentioned it, Charlie Cobb has mentioned it, other people have mentioned it, just the elevation of the school and the athletic program as a whole. I think RJ reached out to one of the kids who committed for football, and the kid was just overwhelmed, like, oh, my goodness, did RJ Hunter do that? You know, that kind of thing, where you're just seeing kind of that bleed over, and you're starting to see the conversation. What basketball's run has translated into other athletic, programs, and certainly leading into the fall season, which, holy smokes, is only, you know, about a month away.
The power of the NCAA tournament is something I don't know that we'll ever be. I don't know that you can really fully put a number on it per se. But what it does is, in terms of perception and what it is built Georgia State into. And, it's amazing what 5 days in Jacksonville can do. And one day maybe there'll be a book about it. Who knows? But it really has changed things. It's changed things for everybody. I was fortunate enough to be on vacation in between my run out to the ESPYs last week, and just being out running wearing a Georgia State shirt, and people walk up to you and you know, they know who you are. It's not, is that school down in Statesboro, or are you guys are the Bulldogs, right? No, people know who Georgia State is. And obviously a lot of that has to go back to what happened in March.
Well, it's funny. We were just talking off the air about, I was up in Boston traveling for a couple of weeks, and obviously wearing, polos and restaurant things there, just even making it up there. And of course, they know the scouting report on RJ Hunter before he arrives. Just to kind of put a capitalization on his career at Georgia State, and obviously with what he's done so far in the summer league. You got a chance to know him and the Hunter family. You've known him probably since, I'd say, junior year when Coach Hunter was hired. I can't imagine, more happy than anything else, the feelings you have for him and as he, kind of embarks on his professional journey.
No, I'm so happy for him, obviously for the family as well, but it couldn't happen to a better student athlete. And the funny thing is, the amount of emails I've actually received from members of the media up in Boston who have requested more stuff because they're like, we're just going to keep this going. I mean, he's everything the media wants. He'll meet with them. He's honest. There's just so many good qualities about him that, even if he wasn't the perfect basketball player, he's going to have a career because teams want people like him around. Obviously for the last 3 years, he represented Georgia State in the best fashion possible. And I have no doubt that he's going to wear that number 28 jersey proudly and represent the Boston Celtics for as long as he can. And hopefully that's for many, many contracts to come. But he gets what I call it. And some people do and some people don't. And the fact that he does, I can see 10 years from now when he walks back into the sports arena and everybody gives him a standing ovation, he won't have changed a bit. He's still going to be the same RJ Hunter that we all know and love.
On that same note, coming back to the sports arena, I know, him coming back to play the Hawks and things that way. I know you and I think of have had this conversation before. He still intends on coming back and getting his degree so he can retire the number 22, right?
There's no doubt. It's obviously this summer has been a little bit crazy with the summer league stuff, and you never know what the future holds. Ron and I were actually talking about that yesterday as we get to announce the Hall of Fame. There'll be some Hall of Fame announcements coming next week that our fans are going to be excited about, and the first class is going to be not too far off. He wants to finish his degree. He's just got to find the right time to be able to do it. Obviously, maybe next summer, if he has a great year, he's not playing in the summer league, he'd be able to do some stuff. But at the same point, who knows if his career doesn't take off and, all of a sudden he's playing in the Olympics, for example, or whatever. I mean, there's hundreds of possibilities. But, yeah, he definitely wants to finish that up. It's something that's extremely important to both Ron and Amy, as well as himself. So I don't think that'll ever be a problem as we get to the point down the line where retiring his number and putting him in the Georgia State Hall of Fame, I don't think that's going to be a problem at all.
Well, and it's definitely an exciting time. And knew the Hall of Fame it was on the horizon. I know one close friend for you and me, Dave Cohen, was very excited to see his dream years and years ago come to fruition there. I know there's been a lot of talk, especially on our side, and I think you and I have talked about it as well. What's kind of next? What's next, and what's the launching point? I mean, I wrote a piece right after Jacksonville about the relaunching point and how, you know, athletics is kind of, and I know Charlie is the same way. He wants to use what happened in March and the coverage and things that way. How is it big? And I know you're specifically in communication. So, you know, what's kind of the task and working with marketing and different departments? Like, what's kind of the next step, or maybe the steps for you guys to relaunch this or launch it and kind of carry the wave? Okay, now we got everybody's attention. How do we capitalize?
Yeah, the biggest thing is finding the fine line between continuing to talk about last year but also promoting the new guys and the guys that are here this coming year. I mean, I think what you'll see is where the talk of last year from a basketball team standpoint will probably end opening night after we raise the banners and, you know, and all this, the celebration and celebratory stuff that goes along that. And then it's time to really focus in on 2015, 2016. Come next March, nobody's going to care that the team made the NCAA tournament last year. It's going to be a matter of, you know, making the tournament again and, you know, maybe making it further, making it to the Sweet 16 or something like that. So you kind of have to balance a little bit of a fine line. You know, it's the same thing with talking about RJ. Obviously, RJ is always going to be one of the greatest players in Georgia State history. But once you kind of get to this season, you really have to start talking about and looking at, you know, who are the next guys that are going to lead us? The Jeremy Hollowells, the Jeff Thomases, the Isaiah Williams of the world, as well as the guys, you know, the returning, the Isaiah Dennises, the Jordan Session, Kevin Ware, Marcus Kreider, TJ Shipes. You know, how do you kind of balance that? And it's a fine line because where teams and programs get lost is when they continue to just focus on the one-year accomplishment. They either kind of – it becomes almost disingenuous, in my opinion, to the guys that have come after them. So we'll have to kind of balance that fine line. Obviously, we're going to use it to our advantage. You know, you'll see on the media guide cover the championship ring and, you know, celebrating that type of stuff. But at the same point, we want to start looking forward because we don't want this to be something, you know, when we made it back in 2001 where it was 14 years later before we got back.
Well, and it's a great point, and one that I kind of want to pivot. I know in the video, Coach Hunter talked about some of the workouts. I know he hasn't been able to, you know, kind of eyeball these guys as much, but I know the individual skill workouts and even the workouts of the team. I mean, what I think the benefit as well is a lot of folks, and I've seen some things written. Hey, you know, they're the Cinderella darlings that are going to go back to the, you know, the pack and this and that and the other. And you know, what's done more than anything else is just, I think it's a lack of research. Being as dominant as this team was, you know, over the last 2 years has really, you know, run SBC was a thing, not just a marketing thing. It was a thing there. But yep. I've been fascinated to kind of even look at the roster, just overall games played experience between, like you said, Kevin Ware, now Marcus Kreider, TJ Shipes moving into their senior year. You know, all these guys who have played basketball, even Jeremy, you know, a situation where he's played two seasons in Indiana, high level of basketball. And we've seen in the past where, you know, high major transfers who have played at a level and had experience. I mean, Manny Atkins jumps out. Obviously, Ryan Harrow jumps out. They're not going to be scared. They're not exactly freshmen coming in. They're experienced basketball players who have been sitting out a year, chomping at the bit. And Jeremy's the guy that keeps getting mentioned, I think for good reason. Again, he was a top 100 player in the country when he came out of high school. That exactly. level of talent we just didn't see here at Georgia State.
No, you're exactly right. And those guys are going to keep coming. Obviously, you know, from a verbal standpoint, there's two out there right now for the fall. We've got Coach Hunter's got four scholarships of total available to date. You know he's going to keep a couple for guys that want to transfer in until we get to a point where the system changes completely, and who knows that it ever will. Coach knows he can bring some of the best guys back to Atlanta, and we can keep winning. Along with that, you're seeing in-state Georgia guys who are top players in the country, who have a whole lot more interest in Georgia State, that they know they can come here, they know they can be a part of a winning program, they know they can get to the NCAA tournament, and they can have everything they would at any other program in the country. You know, there's a reason there's only 20 schools in the country that have won 25 or more games each of the last 2 years, and we're one of them, and we're proud to say that. You know, I want to see that beat 3 years in a row. I know, you know, that's just got to keep building that. And that success is going to lead kids, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-olds to want to come here as not a, well, yeah, I ended up at Georgia State as a backup. No, it's I want to come to Georgia State, be the next R.J. Hunter, be the next guy that gets drafted in the first round. R.J. proved, you know, you don't, it doesn't matter where you go, you can get drafted. And that's what obviously a lot of these guys want. And so they'll see this, say, you know what, I can go be the next dominant player at Georgia State and help them do all the things that we're trying to do and show off for our fans. So, you know, obviously last year changed not only the perception from an NCAA tournament, but changed a lot of other perceptions, changed scouts' perceptions of us, which obviously we see a lot of. All of those things are great things that we can keep building off of and use that in a lot of different areas, from, you know, my office to marketing to recruiting and coaching.
Well, and it's you kind of hit that point too, shattering the old personas and the old things. And I think RJ said it well in Jacksonville, you know, after the Xavier game, saying basically, listen, you know, we've changed the perception of this university forever. You know, now, like you said, from a high school recruiting side of things and even transfer side, you know, I won't speak to those other two big boy schools in the state, but there is some instability, or at least there has been some instability with their coaching situation. You know, and now, you know, of course, talking about the facilities, and they were just talking about that earlier in the week, I believe, that the updates there looking for January 1st. And you mentioned to it in your sit down with Coach Hunter yesterday, you know, hey, it's an athletic department that is looking toward basketball, getting serious about basketball. And, you know, by serious, I mean financially serious, saying, look, we want to make sure our coach is taken care of, make sure our coaching staff is taken care of, make sure they have facilities, make sure we're continuously improving the product. And, you know, while a scoreboard may not help in wins and losses, it definitely goes for perception. You know, and you know that as well. You've been in the sports arena almost as long as I have, I think, or we were neck and neck either.
Pretty much.
You know, you have certain things that, you know, you have to continuously upgrade to make your product more marketable. I think definitely under Charlie Cobb, you're seeing those upgrades happen. And I think, you know, the sky's the limit for what, like you said, can be accomplished from a recruiting side of things, where we're in front of kids who we couldn't even get to step on campus in, you know, years past.
Yeah.
And now they're not only on campus, but actually interested in us.
Well, and I think I'd be remiss too without saying that not only is the perception for Georgia State changed, but I think it changed the mindset of some people within the conference office that obviously this is a very good football league, but it also needs to be a very good basketball league. And the amount of attention you can get off of teams being in the NCAA tournament and succeeding in the NCAA tournament can really help a conference. They saw it obviously with us last year. You know, so a lot of things that have come out of the summer meetings of, you know, the way teams schedule and stuff, that we can't be a 15 and 16 seed and expect to do well. You know, obviously we were able to pull off a major upset as a 14 seed, but how can the league help itself by getting to the point where our teams every year are, you know, a 12 seed, a 13 seed, an 11 seed like Georgia State was back when we were in the Transamerica Athletic Conference and pulled off the upset of Wisconsin. The higher you can get, the better a chance you're going to have to win games, which obviously brings in more money for the league. And at the end of the day, that's a driving force in being successful.
Well, and it was an interesting too. I read some of the notes and news clippings, especially from, you know, Football Media Day. I mean, it did have a basketball tone to it, and Commissioner Benson discussed it about just specifically about some of the uneven scheduling and travel and looking at things that way, and even the 20-game schedule. You know, how that can wreak havoc on you. And quite honestly, like you said, you know, you don't want a bunch of teams that are, you know, are sitting there at you know 14-6 in a Sun Belt league, and probably having to play several guarantee games as well to basically have your record not as desirable. And, you know, you and I both have talked about RPI and things that way. I mean, it still is a factor of the tournament, but it's also sustained success. You know, our name's out there. I mean, I made the comment that if for some reason we don't make the NCAA tournament next year, the Sun Belt will probably be penalized by that a little bit, because it may be a different team that comes up. They don't have the pedigree. They don't have an NCAA win potentially on their resume. That it's a lot harder for Sun Belt schools to gain that national respect, even in 1 year, you know, even from mm-hmm. with Georgia State's success, for sure.
No, you're exactly right. And that's, you know, it's one of those things, you just got to keep building, keep building. You know, the first time Gonzaga made the NCAA tournament, I think it was 1999, no one thought that, were we 16 tournaments later, 17 tournaments later, that they wouldn't have missed one. You know, VCU going into, and a good friend of mine is my counterpart there, when they entered the NCAA tournament that year, they never thought that they'd end up in the Final Four. They thought, obviously, they had a very good team that was, you know, hitting their stride at the right time. You just never know how things happen. We obviously, last year, Baylor ended up being a good matchup for us. I'll be honest, I thought Xavier was a good matchup for us. It took them shooting 82% in the second half to beat us. You know, if we had made it to the Sweet 16, I'll be honest, I don't know that Arizona would have been a great matchup for us. They weren't a good matchup for a lot of teams. But that's what happens at that point. You know, we saw the year before, Wichita State went undefeated, had one of the best regular seasons, obviously, that a smaller school can have. Bad matchup in the second round, and that was the end for them. So you really just don't know. You've got to survive the regular season, get to your conference tournament, you know, play well for a couple days, and then just see what happens. And hopefully for us this coming year, maybe that'll mean another trip back to the tournament.
No question about it. Well, last question for me. Football's yep. on the horizon. I know you're the basketball mm-hmm. guy, but now that you're overseeing the entire department, congratulations mm-hmm. again on that. What's the plans for football? And I know as camp, holy smokes, it opens up basically just over 2 weeks away for fall camp. What's all your involvement in that, or is it more of a limited role and just hand it off to Allison?
A little bit of both. Obviously, first team or the players will start reporting just after August 1. We'll have a media day August 5th. Obviously, you'll see a lot of content on GeorgiaStateSports.com. And then the first practice is August 6th. So obviously, we're excited. Coach Miles obviously has talked about, you know, down at Sunbelt Media Day, he's excited about the season. The players are excited, focused. You know, student athletes are resilient. They don't look at what happened last year or 2 years ago. And they understand what it is, but it has no impact on, you know, what this year's record is going to be. You know, as we've seen in the past, teams that have gone 12-0 have turned around and gone 6-6 the next year, and teams that have gone 1-11 have turned around and made bowl games. Just look at Air Force last year, who obviously we played. The year before, they really weren't that good a team, and I believe finished 9-3. So, you know, I think players look more at that stuff to see, you know, yeah, it can happen. I think we've got an energetic bunch. You know, obviously the scholarship numbers are now up to the FBS level, which is what Coach Miles has been striving toward the last couple of years. So, I mean, I think there's definitely some excitement around here that this could be a very good season, that we may surprise a lot of people. I think it's a good schedule. A good home schedule that should get fans excited. You know, and at the end of the day, I think as soon as, just like we saw with basketball, as soon as we start winning, which is not too far off, you're going to see more energy in the Georgia Dome. Obviously, you know, the offense was great for the team last year. You know, Coach Miles has said hard, you know, they've worked on the defense scholarship-wise and in the off season. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I think everybody's really looking forward to it. And we'll see how it plays out.
No question about it. Well, Mike, appreciate the time as always, man, on the a busy lead-up to football and lead-up from that standpoint. Let's get along on this Wednesday. Appreciate the time as always, man. We'll catch up soon.
Ben, appreciate it.